Message this morning is entitled, Help Wanted, Still Searching. Help Wanted, Still Searching. What do we know about Ezekiel? What's some of the background on him and on the time in which this book of the Bible was written? We know that Ezekiel was a priest. He was a prophet whose name meant God will strengthen. And this text was written when Judah, which was one of the 12 tribes of Israel, was in bondage to Babylon and to King Nebuchadnezzar. And Ezekiel spent his life preaching, prophesying, proclaiming, and warning the coming fall of Jerusalem due to sin. But sadly, his message fell on hard hearts, and his message fell on deaf ears until the city literally fell. The sin and the corruption around him was so great and so pervasive that God would search for a man who could lead them out of the problems, that who could lead them out of the moral decay that they were experiencing, yet, sadly, none was found. None was found. In other words, no one in a position of leadership, no one in a position of authority, no one in a position of influence was able to lead the people. No one had the spiritual qualities and moral backbone necessary to lead the people back to the right path. Does that sound familiar this morning? Does that sound like us as a nation and as a people today? Well, look with me in Ezekiel chapter 22, and certainly you'll want to go back and read the entire chapter to get the full breadth and scope of what's going on here. But in Ezekiel chapter 22, beginning with verse 29, we'll stand as we read the Word of God. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 29 says, "The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me, before the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God." Father, bless your word this morning. Speak to our hearts. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. The other day I was driving by a storefront, and there posted in the window was a Help Wanted sign. And certainly that was a welcome sight under these present economic conditions. But I couldn't help but to think that perhaps we should post Help Wanted signs in the windows of our hearts, in our homes, and throughout our land, because we are in desperate need of God's help today. This text speaks to all of us, regardless of who we are as a child of God. But in a more specific way, I believe it speaks to us as men as well. You see, being a man carries with it very unique and distinct characteristics. And the greatest privilege that we have as men is our role, not only as men of God in the church and using that spiritual influence in our community, but also as husbands and fathers and grandfathers. We see we can go out into the world and achieve all sorts of accolades and worldly fame and fortune, but if we fail at home, we simply fail. The greatest achievement that we could ever hope to achieve is to influence lives for good. And many go through their entire lives without ever having influenced even one life for good. Yet, we see that as men, we have an opportunity as men, as fathers, as grandfathers, as husbands, we have an opportunity as a child of God, regardless who you are as a child of God, we have a tremendous opportunity to influence lives, to implant faith, to impart godly wisdom to younger generations, to our children, to our families, and to all of those around us that God allows us, gives us the opportunity to minister to. And there's no greater legacy than that. So God gives us opportunities.
God gives all of us opportunities to serve Him, to be salt and light for Him, to be a witness to Him, to use godly influence to draw others closer to Christ. He gives us all opportunities to serve Him, but what we do with those God-given opportunities is up to us. As a man, God has given all of us opportunities to serve Him, to shape lives and influence lives and draw others closer to Christ and to point others to Him. God has given me opportunities to minister for Him, whether it be as pastor of this church or a military chaplain in the reserves or working with troubled teens or teaching at Troy or Liberty universities. Yet the most important ministry opportunity that I have, the most important opportunity that I have is to my wife and my children. I can fail at everything else, yet I cannot afford to fail there. Our influence as men is that important to shape lives and influence lives for Christ. If we don't influence younger generations for the Lord, if we don't influence younger Christians for the Lord, if we don't shape their minds for Christ and influence them for Christ, then this toxic world certainly will influence them. It will influence lives away from the things of God. Well, here in our text this morning, God was searching for something. What was He searching for? He was searching for someone to stand up, to make up a hedge, to stand in the gap. He was searching for a godly people, and He is still searching today. This morning, He searches our hearts. Will we be counted in that number? You see, because this morning, this world, this nation, our churches and our homes are starved today for a godly people. And more specifically, for godly men. The word here proclaims, I searched for a man, for a godly man, yet I found none. Our prayer should be this morning, God, search our hearts. Search us, try us, mold us and make us and fashion us into the people of God that You desire us to be. So God is searching today. What is He searching for? First of all, we can see that God is searching for a decisive people. God is searching for a decisive people. That is, a people who make decisions that honor Christ, that make godly decisions. I like the old song that says, I have decided to follow Jesus. And so we see that all of us have to make decisions this morning. Throughout each day, we all have to make many decisions. It's unavoidable. We make decisions throughout our lives, and yet we can struggle with the decisions that we make as long as at the end of that struggle, at the end of the day, that we make the right decisions. Joshua made a decision. Joshua made a choice. Joshua decided that he would serve the Lord. Joshua decided that he and his family would serve the Lord. And in Joshua chapter 24, verse 14, his decision culminated in that bold proclamation where he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We must make that same decision and that same bold proclamation for ourselves and our lives and our families and our homes. As believers, we must settle that in our hearts. We cannot live for both the world and live for the things of the world and also live for the things of God. We have a decision, a choice to make today. We can't straddle the fence. We have to make a decision on which master that we will serve and to whom we'll be slave to. You see, as believers, we cannot leave it to the world to make decisions for us. As a child of God, we must be bold enough, we must be strong enough, we must be firm enough in our faith to make decisions that honor Jesus Christ. We can't leave it, we can't merely hope that our children will make the right decisions. We must stand in the gap, as the Word says here in verse 30. We must stand in the gap and make the decision from the standpoint as men, as spiritual leader of the home and chief priest of the home. Just as a pastor is a spiritual leader of the church, you as a man are a spiritual leader of your home. And we are to lead our home in such a way that gives honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see here that God looks for a decisive people. And in order to make godly decisions, in order to make the right decisions, we must look to Jesus Christ for the hope and the help and the strength that we need every day to guide our lives on a right path. But not only do we must we make godly decisions, but also this morning we can see that God looks for a people with desire. That is, a people who desire the things of God more so than the things of this world. So we see that if we desire the things of God, He will give us the desires of our hearts. The Word tells us if we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we shall be filled. And so we all have desires this morning. We are driven by our desires. They are the hope and motivation within us that drives all we do. Yet we can have godly desires and we can have ungodly desires as well. We must make sure that our greatest desire is to know Jesus Christ and to intimately seek His face and to daily follow Him. And from that vantage point, all other desires and priorities in our lives will line up in the way that God would have them to. We're to seek Christ first.
Lord, let us be like King David, who though his life was wrought with personal flaws and failures, the Word proclaims that he was a man after God's own heart.
So we are to make godly decisions. We are to strive to have godly desires. And finally this morning, we can see that God looks for a people with dedication.
We are all dedicated to something today. We're dedicated to our church. We're dedicated to our families. We're dedicated to our Lord.
We are all dedicated to something. Are we dedicated to the things of God? Are we dedicated to the Word of God? What is it that we are dedicated to do? What is it that our heart is dedicated to? Are we dedicated to serving the Lord today? Are we dedicated to following the Lord today? Are we dedicated to honoring Him? You see, it takes a special person. It takes a strong person to serve God today, because we're living in a time where people will spend spend their time at the football stadium and spend their time at the shopping malls and spend their time at beer joints. I don't know if we call them that anymore or not, but spend their time in all these places, but yet have no time to spend with Almighty God. We're living in a time where people will spend countless hours on Facebook, yet they have no time to spend in His book. We're living in a time where people have all the time in the world to talk on their cell phones, yet cannot find time to talk to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need dedicated hearts today. We need a dedication to Christ. We need a dedication that would strengthen us and allow us to stand for God. In this day and age that we're living in, and let me tell you, we are entering into a time where it's going to be very unpopular to stand for Christ and stand for what's right. But yet, as the children of God, as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're to make that stand anyway. In this nation today, we're experiencing a very real spiritual battle. We are in a very real spiritual crisis in this land, and that affects all of us. It affects our churches, it affects our families, and it affects our lives. Our nation is being fundamentally transformed before our very eyes, being transformed away from its founding principles and even against the very will of its people. We're living in very difficult times, and in times past, the line between right and wrong was very clear and distinct and unblurred. Yet today, we're living in a time where right is considered wrong and wrong is considered right. Now, if we are standing for truth and standing for what's right in this day and age that we're living in, then we're labeled as intolerant and insensitive and bigoted and narrow-minded and all sorts of terms. We are forced to cow down to the political correctness machine of the day. But yet God is unchanged. What God requires of you and I has not changed. The Word says, He says, "Behold, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not." God is looking for a people today. He's looking for a dedicated people. People that are dedicated to the things of God. People that are dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. People who are dedicated, who will stand up and stand in the gap for the Lord Jesus Christ. Who will lift high His name in an ungodly world in which we live. God is looking for people who are dedicated not to political correctness, who are dedicated not to this worldly system, the ways of the world, but God is looking for a people who are dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ, even if that dedication leads to hardship and suffering along the way. God is looking for those who are dedicated to Him and to His Word today. The Word tells us to be not conformed to the ways of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. How can we do that? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us that power and ability. He transforms our lives through Him. So we see this morning that God is looking for men and women and boys and girls who will make who have an unwavering, uncompromising, unapologetic commitment and dedication to Him. What a privilege and what a challenge it is to be a child of God in the days in which we live. Yet we are living in very challenging and trying times, but yet God is still searching today, and will we be counted in that number? Verse 30, it says, "And though I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." Church, do the decisions that we make today, do they honor Christ? Do the desires of our hearts this morning, are they pleasing to God? Are we dedicated to the cause of Christ? If so, this morning, when the Lord searches our hearts today, when He searches the very depths of our hearts, may we be found faithful, may we be found fruitful, and may we be found firmly committed to Him. Here we see that Ezekiel took a stand. It was a very unpopular stand. In a sea of ungodliness around him, Ezekiel was that voice crying out. Ezekiel was that one that was pointing others to Christ. That is our call today. We're living in a time where that we need to be that voice. We need to be salt and light in a world that has turned its back on God. Let's pray. Father, thank You, Lord, for Your Word. Thank You for its power. Thank You for its truth. I pray that You would speak to our hearts during this time of invitation. Perhaps someone this morning doesn't know You as their Lord and Savior. Then today's the day for them to come and to receive You as into their heart and their life. Perhaps someone has a need or a burden on their heart and they want to come and pray at this altar. Then, Lord, we ask that You would just have Your will and Your way in our hearts and in this time of invitation. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.